Hoping for a camp close to home. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're trying to build a completely new 4-H center, and it's a pretty ambitious project.
Dr. Jim Byford and other West Tennesseans are hoping a solution can come soon to build a new 4-H center in the western region of the state. 2 years ago, the Buford Ellington 4-H Center in Milan closed for good. The facility, which was built around the decades-old Milan Army Ammunition Plant, was beyond restoration, and budget cuts have kept a hold on any further development of a new center. As a result, 4-Hers looking for that all-important summer camping experience have had to be bused to the 4-H Center in Middle Tennessee.
The young people have gone to the nearest other UT Extension 4-H camp, which is in Columbia, and that's a wonderful facility, but it's just a long way for our 4-Hers to have to go over here to go to Columbia.
Dr. Jim Byford is part of the West Tennessee Grassroots Task Force looking at ways of building a new 4-H camp, but a new facility could be used for other functions as well.
It won't just be a 4-H center. It's going to be a rural conference center as well, kind of a retreat area with big enough that we can have lots of different activities, and we're hoping to attract businesses and agency leadership groups from all over to come here and use that center, and in doing so pay for that use, and then we'll use that money to staff it and maintain it so that our young people can go to a camp at a good location at a reasonable rate.
Dr. Byford says the estimated cost of a new center like that would go over $30 million. There's not a site located at this time, but they would want to have it centrally located in the West Tennessee region, and the hope is that money could be raised and the center built in some 3 to 5 years. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.